Hello, and welcome to the Swift Talk. I'm Kate.
I'm not P. Diddy. I'm not so Swift Sam.
You're not a bad boy for life over here? What you miss in the moments leading up to our recording are everybody getting their real music tastes out. So when I put on Taylor, they're less disappointed.
Yeah. It's kind of like giving all the kids at the birthday party a little gift to keep the crying and shouting down to a minimum. I was never one of those kids. Oh, yeah, there's totally like a year that was me.
I believe it. I was perfect.
I think it was like it was one of my friend's birthdays when I was like in like first grade, second grade, and I really wanted the toy that was on top of the cake, which was just like, it wasn't like an action figure. It was a very much a cake decoration toy. And they're like, okay, you can have that. And so they gave that to me. And that's what calmed me down, because it was like, I got angry because he was getting presents, or it was like, I never got a present that cool, or this, that, the other. But they're like, here you go, bud. And I was like, yep, got what I wanted. It was like a little kid that didn't want to take a photo with Santa, and they gave me a big decorative candy can that calmed me down.
Whoa. That was me. Are you relating this to my life? And they didn't give me a candy cane to calm me down. They gave me the candy cane as a bribe.
As a bribe.
To take the picture with Santa. Anyway, moving on. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Guess what?
This is the Swift Talk.
This is the Swift Talk.
I guess correct.
Yeah. That's not it, though. I made a new friend.
Who is your new friend?
Her name is Kira. She hosts the morning show on WOKQ, our local country music station. And do you know what I learned this week?
That Kira also has an honorary degree from NYU?
No.
Okay, that... Okay, yeah. What?
WOKQ was the first radio station to play Taylor Swift in the country. Right here, Seacoast to New Hampshire.
Are you Swifting me right now?
No, you can ask them.
Okay, I will.
She's checking out the podcast.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you, Kira. New Hampshire's a lot of firsts. First state in the country to play Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
First place to sell the chicken tender, Pier and Back Room, Manchester, New Hampshire.
Okay.
First segues.
First primary.
First primary.
Presidential primary.
There's another like food one, but I can't remember what it is at the
moment. I don't know.
Yeah, lots of firsts here.
Yeah, our little state, million people. First in line. First home of the Swift Talk.
Speaking of the Swift Talk, you had said that there was more Swift things that you were excited to tell me. I don't know if that's...
That was it.
That was it?
We had brunch yesterday, and I was like, I can't tell you things because I have to wait for the podcast. And then you don't give me the reaction that I'm looking for.
I could have still been excited here.
You are not even excited now. You'd already heard this.
I would have hammed it up more.
I think I just need to give you some more. I don't even know what you were drinking. Paloma? Were you drinking tequila?
Yesterday?
Yeah, it was pink.
Ooh, it was called a Reese.
Uh-huh.
It was at Burger Bar.
Yeah, our friends who play Taylor Swift for brunch.
It was... Mezcal was in it.
Okay, so tequila adjacent.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm trying to remember what the primary was. It was either like a rum or a gin. I think it was a gin.
Oh, yeah.
It's a gin mezcal.
Sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, as we have digressed, maybe we should get into Taylor.
You should write in, listener, and tell us, what are you vaguely remembering having to drink the other day?
I just feel like we're not, like, our conversation's not flowing for the start today. I'm not getting anything back today, Sam. Did you have a crazy night last night?
No, Kate, I'm going to tell you what's what, all right?
What's what?
Was, speaking of, you know, being bribed or being a little child who's disappointed and needs a toy, I still am a little bit lip-biting hurt because I got way more excited hearing that we're doing Cruel Summer, and all I can hear is Ace of Base and Bananarama singing Cruel Summer, not knowing what this is going to be and knowing that this is not a cover version of that song, which probably will hide me from being disappointed more. But hearing Taylor Swift's Cruel Summer is going to have to... I'm having a trolley car situation. I can either shift lanes and be like, just go on board with this, everything's going to be fine, or I cannot shift lanes and be like...
Phew. Are you grumpy Gus over there?
Has Taylor put any covers on any of her albums?
Not on her albums. She's done covers, though.
Do you remember?
I do remember the 28th night of September. She covered Earth, Wind, and Fire. Sam is still traumatized. Mm-hmm. I loved it. Anyway, so maybe Cruel Summer will tempt Sam out of this mood that he's in, my little dark rain cloud across from me.
Yep, my little anti-mezcal Monday. Wishing it was Sunday. Let's see what happens. Let's see what happens with this.
All right, Bengal, we've got you. All right, we're going to hit pause. You should also hit pause. And we're going to listen to Cruel Summer by Taylor Swift, not Bananarama or Ace of Base. You're welcome to do that as well. But I think today's a one-off.
What do you mean a one-off?
Just one song.
Oh, today. Just one song?
Yes, please.
Yes.
All right. I mean, there's... Anyway, we'll get into it. You hit pause. We'll be right back. Well, guys, Cruel Summer.
I have questions.
I'm shocked.
This is from Lover.
This is from Lover.
Came out in 2018. I feel like this song. 2018? I feel like this song is one of those like a AI did a predictive text based off of conversations that we've had, or just that it knows us, like Google and Amazon and everyone who spies on us on our phones. Devils roll the dice, angels roll their eyes. Tell me that is not a predictive lyric about the two of us.
I have listened to, wait, hold on. I have listened to this song so many times and it has never clicked, and I'm obsessed.
Bruh. Are you kidding me?
Love that. I never put that together.
Oh, Kate. You know why you need the crazy guy every now and then on your team? Because he sees the things that no one else sees.
I apparently don't speak crazy well enough.
I'm the sixth man, baby.
I'm impressed, Sam. I take it all back. You are firing on all cylinders. Mm-hmm.
Hey, sometimes it's not so swift to be swift. Sometimes it's swift to be not swift. Hey, you guys, you know what? Awesome quote pending.
Check back later. Are you trying to riff off? Sometimes you have to be cruel to be kind.
No. In the right nature? No, I'm not trying to.
Letters to Cleo on a Monday morning.
So, this is a song. It very much had a Daft Punk dance hall.
Synthy.
Synthy.
Antonoff.
Little echo chamber of a background vocal that doesn't register at all. It's instrumental sound at this point.
Yeah.
It's very much Taylor. How many syllables can I fend each line without it being too hip-hoppy and rappy? It's her pop dance medley. I get that. This is her style.
You just wait until the dance party at Portsmouth Feed. Just you wait.
Me and
Lady Carmen putting it together.
So you got to make sure I know when this dance party is so I can, I don't know, make an appearance there.
Or avoid it like the plague.
And not just be at work being like,
You'll get DMs about it.
Just hop in my DMs, in my DMs. Lizzo, sorry, I was hearing Lizzo in my brain. So speaking of Lizzo, let's talk about Taylor. This song for me... You know, I'm probably going to, I don't want to be biased when I say that I really like this song, but I really, really enjoy two things about this song. Okay. Definitely.
I'm shocked. Okay. Is this going to be like White Horse where you start and I'm like, oh, did we? Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Sam's serious voice. Oh. There are two very big things after hearing this for the first time that I can proudly and honestly say that I truly enjoyed. One, that this song would not have been made without the one fantastic unicorn of a creature, Annie Clark, aka St. Vincent. Mm-hmm. And two, I can totally hear and see what she brought to this song.
Yeah.
I love St. Vincent. I love her fingerprints on this.
Same.
I can almost hear, and this is the great thing is when you have people that are lyrically or composition wise trying to create something together, mm-hmm. sometimes you can very much tell like, okay, who did this line or who's adding this, who's bringing this to the table, and it can take you out of that song in a few cases.
Yeah.
In this case, if it was just like the, it was a great hand in hand moment. Like
they were vibing.
I can see who did what, and I can, I feel like it just very much complimented each other as opposed to takes me out of it and just be like, yeah. I don't like this one part or only like this one line. Yeah, this song's fun. This is a fun song. Summer's coming, and I feel like this might be the first time I hear something off of Lover that I'm like, oh, word, I like it.
Yeah. It's funny because this is an all-over fan favorite. Like, Swifties love this song, and she didn't give it her single treatment. She did no video, no love for it, nothing. Just
big old mistake.
She dropped an Easter egg for it in one of her music videos where, and you need to calm down. Adam Lambert is tattooing Ellen DeGeneres with Cruel Summer.
Okay.
But that's about as close as it got to the single treatment.
That's weird.
Isn't it crazy?
That is, yeah. It's goofy. It's goof troopery.
Well, it's very, you need to calm down. It's very me. When this album came out, we got Me, which you actually like. You've heard with Brandon Urie. Yep,
with the Panic.
Yeah, from Panic at the Disco. And then You Need to Calm Down. And we're all like, oh God, what is happening? These songs are a little, I mean, in Me, she says spelling is fun.
Yep.
We're like, okay. And then Cruel Summer came out. We're like, this was your lead single. This is amazing. Yeah. What are you doing, Taylor? It's like when she dropped Shake It Off instead of Style or Blank Space.
Oh, hey. No. Do not inverse that property right myself. There.
I couldn't
this, so if these were all Cadburys, I feel like those two songs that you listed, Me and what's it called? Calm
you
Down.
Need to Calm Down.
You Need to Calm Down. That's like a Cadbury cream-filled egg.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's appealing to some people. Definitely when you're a kid, you love it. But it's sickeningly sweet. It is very much confectionery sugar. Mm. This song right here is the solid chocolate Cadbury egg.
Yeah.
That with the hard candy shell
yep.
that you can savor or you can take a handful and eat all of them. And it's going to be like, I shouldn't eat any more, but I'm going to.
But the bridge of this song. Taylor and Jack love a ragey bridge, and they love a bridge that you can scream, sing back to them.
All right.
And that's why I think the Taylor Swift dance parties are so fun, because you get a whole group together, and they're all yelling these lyrics together.
You be Simon, I'll be Art Garfunkel. Let's cross this bridge over troubled water.
All right.
Let's talk about the bridge. I'm drunk in the back of the car, and I cried like a baby coming home from the bar with a very happy, oh! Said I'm fine, but it wasn't true. I just love how you just did the birds. I love how you gave two birds on that one.
I don't want to keep secrets just to keep you.
Let's start Come with that. On. Let's start with
Come
that.
Come on.
So I heard that, and that was me being like, okay, listen to the song. But now I'm backtracking through the lyrics. It's like, okay, at what point was this like about? And I'm just trying to figure this out. So, okay, situation-wise, we have a person very drunk, very emotional.
Never been there before.
Can't relate whatsoever. fine. Everything's fine. Said I'm fine, but it wasn't true. This is a predictive text song about our lives. I don't want to keep secrets just to keep you. And I snuck in through the garden gate every night that summer just to seal my fate. Oh. And I scream for whatever it's worth. I love you. Ain't that the worst thing you ever heard?
Which,
he looks up grinning like a devil.
I love you. Ain't that the worst thing you ever heard is Taylor's favorite lyric from this song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wild.
Hey, let's have a reverse say anything moment. Kate, you're opening up your window late at night and let's just say it's May because
we can't. I already fend off dating rumors all right.
okay.
every day.
So there,
and I adore you, but there, no.
There's a person that's even less swift than May with his boombox, and he's like, I love you.
Ain't that the worst thing you ever heard?
That is the worst thing you ever heard because you're what stork dropped off this responsibility? And look, I get it. Sometimes you're more honest when you're drunk than you are when you're sober. Sometimes it's easier to express that. But other times, you can just be like, no, this is what I feel. This is the truth. This must be real. So this could be one or the other. And yeah, that could be the worst thing somebody ever heard.
Yeah.
Is someone who's just being like either drunkenly honest or honestly drunk.
Or the sober side of the drunkenly. The drunken love declaration when you're the sober one getting it. And you're like, is this drunk you? Is this sober you? Do I take this with a grain of salt? Do you mean this?
Sidebar, I think is my next $1 million idea. I'm going to do drunk love decorations.
Decorations.
Yeah. Like, what is that? Oh, it's a drunk love decoration.
Just like a little banner that you can enroll when you're too drunk to say the words correctly. Just keep it in your purse.
Romanticisms.
I think the song is just so fun. I think it really captures the chaos of a summer love where it's probably not going to work. It's probably going to be a complete failure. You're going to have sad girl fall because hot girl summer, this cruel summer, just destroyed you. But boy, are you going to have fun while you do it.
But it's new. Yeah. And the shape of your body is blue. Okay, now this is what's going to take me out.
I've been waiting for that. I was like, here we go. This is the line. He's going to fixate on this line.
Isis, the shape of your body is blue.
You know, the backlighting, the blue in the bar when they walk in.
Shape.
Yep, the shape. You know, when you walk in, just the shape of a person, it's kind of bluish. The dim light of a dive bar. I'm really just grasping at straws here, but I think I might have made a point.
What shape is this? This is a green shape.
Your aura is very murky right now.
I feel like if the more we break this down, this is what I'm going to hate. I feel like I'm watching that 1987 movie, The Mask, where he's trying to teach her about the colors with different temperatures and shapes. And like hot was red, cold was blue.
Okay. We're still new into the Taylorverse.
Yeah, it's new. Shape of your body is blue.
She loves a color. It's gold like daylight.
She loves colors. She loves spelling.
Burning red.
She loves a bridge you can scream.
She loves a ragey ridge.
And you were worried about my engagement in the beginning of this episode. Let's get into this.
Jack Antonoff won a Grammy last night.
Okay. Awesome. What did he win it for?
Producer of the Year.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Taylor did not win, but we knew she wasn't going to win.
Yep. She had already told the world.
Well, I mean, I think that it's probably not plausible. Mm-hmm. She won for Folklore for Album of the Year. Mm-hmm. Evermore, the sister album, which I think is a stronger album, mm-hmm. was up for Album of the Year again. But they're similar. She didn't change anything. Like, she's not changing genres. It's a really beautifully done album. But when you put it up, huge field, so many different diverse artists. They gave her one for Folklore, so they don't feel like she needs it for Evermore as well. I think it's ridiculous. I think she did have the best album, but nobody asked me to vote.
I am going to, like, oh, you have finished. Okay, I'm now going to respond. This is coming without hate. I cannot be clear enough.
I am preparing myself for this. And
this isn't just smooth brain. This is, has a couple wrinkles in it.
You know,
I understand how challenging it could be. If you're going back just a year to be like, let's look at the catalog of this year, what is new, what is being released.
Yeah.
In some ways, she's coming off of an already decorated album. She's re-released another album with additional content.
Wait, hang on, though. Those were not Grammy eligible.
I understand.
Well, Fearless was, but it already won Grammys.
So just had a great album, releasing a new album, re-releasing an older album under your title. With additional content, with it's not that the other things that were released weren't eligible. In some ways, it's kind of like there's so much there.
Oversaturation. Sure.
There was just so much there that, like, we can't say one is better than the other or that this is as good. It's just like there's a lot. It's like this is a lot right now. Let's give it a second. Let's take a breath.
I think you're one of the few people that feels that way.
And that's fine. That is okay.
Taylor's relationship with the Grammys is so strange to me, though. And the TikTokers, my friends on TikTok, because Reddit won't be friends with me. I go to my people. Mm-hmm. But they've all been like dissecting Taylor at the Grammys. And it's, she came in with Fearless, just blew away the Grammys. And then, shockingly, won a Grammy, as we've talked about, for Mean on her next album, mm-hmm. about how she got so much blowback from her Grammy performance. Mm-hmm. And then Red really didn't get anything. 1989 blew up. Reputation got snubbed. It got one Grammy Award for Best Pop Vocal Album. Like, none of the big awards, just that one, didn't win. Lover, you know, I'll have to go back. I'm not 100% on this. Didn't really get much from the Grammys. Folklore, third artist of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Evermore, ignored. So is this next year going to be a redemption year for Red? Because it's Grammy eligible, and they snubbed it.
It could be. Do you or does she need it?
I don't have an answer for that. I don't know. I mean,
do you need it for her? Do you need that win for her?
I don't need. I mean, she's already the first woman to win three album of the year. Would I love to see her be the first person to win four? Yes.
And there's still time.
But she's so young, and like, yes, there's so much time. But the thing is, there's so many incredible artists coming up right now that I think the field is just getting so crazily creatively complicated.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love her and was shocked that she got snubbed out of so many, like, she didn't win so many awards. You've got, you know, Doja Cat, like, all of these incredible, like, new artists coming up who are, like, changing the way music works.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting to see how that's going to affect Taylor's artistry and her songwriting and what the albums she produces are. Is she going to stay in this folklorian Evermore universe of ethereal pop, floaty music? Cottagecore.
Yeah. Right. Is she going to stay Queen Cottagecore? Is she going to become Space Pope at any moment? What is going to happen?
I want rock and roll Taylor. I want Karma. I want whatever that, like.
So you don't need the more accolades. You want
more creativity. I want to see where she goes next.
And I think that with this giant influx of new artists, mm-hmm. and new sounds and new things, that can, one, push her to find that or push her to settle. I feel like this is...
Well, I almost wonder if the re-record and going back through her old work is almost re-inspiring, because she went from super country to like a little more rock country to pop rock country, to pop, to angry pop, to poppy pop, to cottagecore. Like, we're just, and then, you know, cottagecore, is that just a hop, skip, and a jump back to country?
Kind of, yeah.
So, like, where are we going? I'm so excited to see, like, what her brain creates next.
I think
she, and for her to get an EGOT.
The EGOT. Oh, the EGOT.
She's there. She's close.
I think that she should call up Annie Clark again and say, like, hey, let's make something.
Yeah, I mean, St. Vincent's on my bucket list of concerts.
Yeah, if you haven't out there in the ethers listened to any St. Vincent, you got it. You got to listen to at least Marrow. You got. You have to listen to Digital. That'll come to me. But also listen to her and David Byrne. Love This Giant is a fantastic album and collaboration. The video is amazing. It's part of his inspiration for American Utopia. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of the style of it. It's fantastic.
But also make sure you see her, like, a video of her performing live, because that is just incredible what she can do on stage, playing instruments, singing.
Yeah.
I mean,
she will melt your face off doing a guitar solo while dancing in high heels.
Yeah.
It is insane. And singing, all three. She is a powerhouse.
And it blows my mind how under the radar she is. She's so, I don't want to say, just kind of swimming. She's like a Phoebe Bridges. Like,
A bit.
Yeah. Who also collabed with Taylor.
Yeah. Digital Witness. The song is fine. Just look up St. Vincent Digital and it'll pop up.
But, I mean, it's crazy. I think my favorite thing about the re-record is she's working with these other, like, super interesting artists. I mean, St. Vincent was from a normal Taylor album. But you're seeing her with Maren Morris. You're seeing her now with Phoebe Bridges, Chris Stapleton. It's really fun to see her get to work with the people that she's admiring right now and be like, oh, okay. Phoebe Bridges' song. It's going to make you cry a little bit, but here we are.
Stop playing with my emotions.
This is a cruel summer, Sam. Just a chaotically cruel summer.
I'm not going to... I am going to listen to this again.
Yeah.
And I will let you know if I enjoy this cruel summer more than I enjoy Bananarama cruel summer.
We did listen to that on the way over.
We did. And now this is why I'm like, I should listen to this again, because I might enjoy this more than a little Bananarama.
So they're doing, as you know, I don't know if our listeners know, but they're doing construction above me in my building, and they haven't put insulation down, so I can hear everything happening above me, and I'm pretty sure they can hear what I do as I'm moving around my apartment. And this morning I got up because they were moving around up there, and they're so sweet. They're trying so hard to be quiet, but they're construction workers. Like, they're not, nothing they do is quiet. And so I got up and I was playing This Cruel Summer, and I heard them be like, oh, okay, well, at least she's awake. And I'm like, yeah, I'm up. And then I put on Bananarama's Cruel Summer, and then I did Ace of Base Cruel Summer. And I heard them be like, what is she doing down there? And the other guy was like, well, at least we're not listening to the same song on repeat all morning like every other Monday.
Oh, wow.
So I almost yelled at him. I was like, check out the podcast.
Now I want to watch this limited like YouTube run sitcom of construction workers living working above a Taylor Swift fan's apartment. And just like it's like panel up is the construction, panel down is the apartment. And like the muffled voices above like, I don't know, maybe this relationship was meant to end and the breakup. Like, I just want to hear the influence of, like, just things float through the air and you get that little contagion and you're stuck with this Taylor Swift virus now.
Maybe I'll have turned them into fans by the time the construction's over. Or maybe it's getting them to put that insulation in faster. Either way, I'm happy.
I just feel like 1989 was a superior album.
That'll be your next podcast.
Me and the construction workers?
Yeah. You have a group of them over here with their hard hats on. Yeah.
Hard hat haters. How Kate Swift melted the hearts of construction workers and carpenters and everywhere.
Kate Swift.
Oh, you don't think the name change is going to happen or the alternate reality where this is happening?
That gets a little too...
I'm not so Smith, Sam.
Also true.
Very true. Very true.
Yeah, you know, it's never boring.
I love how giving you a theoretical situation of like, this is like, let's just talk about this real quick. Let's imagine that I'm saying anything to you and you're like, nope, can't imagine it. Never going to happen. Never will happen. Shut up. This is dumb. I love that about our friendship.
Because people like our favorite Wallowai would be like, oh, see, there's a chance.
There's our little Easter egg.
So I'm just cracking those eggs quick.
Yep. Kate is over here saying, like, there is a 500 billion to one shot of that ever happening. And I'm Jim Carrey over here being like, so you're saying there's a chance. We landed on the moon.
All right. On that note,
let's roll it out.
Devil's going to roll the dice.
Angel's going to roll their eyes. Yeah, we've been married for 7 years now.
Four score and 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. Roll it.
Our founding Taylors. All right, you got albums ready?
I am ready.
Okay,
I have a system. I am ready. Yeah, Jason told me I had to be quicker because the editing is getting wild.
I rolled a two.
Fearless! Taylor's version.
Okay.
Right. So many songs.
Okay.
You roll, I'll tell you.
I get so confused because I thought Reputation was the first album, and then when you listed it, I was like, oh, wait, no, hold on, wait, hold on. I'm trying. Numbers make sense to me. Nothing else. Six.
Sam, I have been waiting. I have been waiting.
I've been waiting.
We're doing your favorite karaoke song.
Shake It Off.
We've already done that.
Jungle Love by the Times.
Did Taylor do that?
Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch, Good Vibration.
You Belong With Me.
Do you have that written down somewhere?
Yeah.
What?
Am I wrong?
No, you're right. I just did. And I didn't know you memorized the set list of every album on.
I've got the here. First six, eight of Fearless right now. Wow. In my brain.
That's impressive.
I've got most of Red.
Impressive.
Well, you know, me and the construction workers, we listen to a lot of Taylor. Some of us by choice, some of us by chance.
So we're doing You Belong With Me.
Uh-huh.
How many times have I done this twice now as a karaoke song?
Uh-huh.
Oh, God. Yep.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Are you excited?
Ooh. Maybe. Maybe I am excited. Ooh, maybe I am excited about this. Oh, no. Okay, Kate, I'm excited about this. Okay. I don't know if you're going to be excited anymore.
Probably not. Nope. My glee has diminished significantly.
All right.
On that note, if you aren't following us on the socials,
follow us on the socials at The Swift Talk, at Not So Swift Sam, at Kate Smith NH.
Kate Smith, K-A-I-T.
K-I-T.
K-I-T?
K-I-T.
Wow.
K-A-I-T.
It's all in the Swift Talk bio. You can find any of us. We leave poor producer Jason out, but we can add him in if he'd like. Nope, he said no thank you. But we are there on TikTok, Instagram. We have a Twitter, Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Social lives. We have social lives. Find us in our social lives.
Yeah, you can usually find us downtown Portsmouth somewhere.
Yeah.
Bopping around.
Bopping.
If you haven't already, please make sure that you've subscribed, rated, reviewed. We love a review.
Share us.
Share us with your friends. So
share us with your local contractor.
As we heard today, somebody mentioned our podcast and they said, oh, my daughter already listens.
Yep. That's a first for me here.
Yeah. We know we've made it. And thank you to Kira from WOKQ for my fun fact of the day.
Yeah, thank you, Kira. Thank you, Jason, as always, for producing the heck out of this show.
And entertaining us as we go off the rails.
Very true, very true.
We stayed on Taylor pretty well today, though.
You did. Good job. Congratulations.
Everyone's in a cruel summer.
Everyone's in a cruel... Well, I'm going to let Kate take this away. The shape of me is purple.
All right. Well, thank you all for listening. On that note, we will be back next week as we discuss You Belong With Me. And let's just hope Sam does not show up wearing his short shorts. Short jorts.
He wears short jorts and weird t-shirts.
We'll see you next week. Thanks so much.